The cannabis community is a diverse set of people from all walks of life. Conservative and liberal, black and white, straight and gay, rich and poor, and everyone in between. Learn more about the people we are freeing from adult cannabis prohibition in our cannabis community chat.
Welcome back, everybody, to the chat. It's 32 after the hour. We're joined by Russell Thomas from Doobie, D-U-B-Y. And Russell, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Good to
How you doing, Russ?
Nice to talk to another Russ. I was just going to say that.
That's right.
Where are we talking to you? Where are you located?
In Denver, Colorado.
Oh, how lucky for you. So waiting on another great day in Denver, sitting there in legalized Colorado. I'm here in Scottsdale, Arizona, wishing I was there. So, Russell, let's talk about this Doobie app, Doobie.co, if people listening online want to, you know, pull that up on the browser and kind of follow along. But give folks an idea what Doobie is.
Yes, it's really not even a website. I mean, it is, but it's an app. But before we go that far, somebody else who's right near you, I believe, is also connected, which is my CEO, Alec Rochford. Are you there, Alec? Did we pull him into this?
Oh, I don't have Alec on the line. Let's see if we can get him.
Oh, I thought we had. I'm sorry. Yeah, we were going to pull him in too, but yeah, see if you can. Do you have him?
Yes, I will do my best on that. Go ahead.
Okay, anyways. Yeah, I'm doing great out here. Other than the massive blizzard we just had that hit us.
Now, this the Doobie app, if you could just tell people a little bit about, it's a social networking type of app, if I'm not mistaken.
It is. Yeah, it's an app. It's on. It's available on Apple and it's available on Android. It's a social network, but it's really more about spreading the message anonymously, being able to connect to each other and pass a doobie, which is your message. It's either a picture, a video, a text, or even a private message, right? So you're sending that and you're literally passing it to others near you without necessarily having to know who they are. But you can connect when you see other people's images on your landing page and videos, and it's a great way to find people and feel safe doing it while we're transitioning right now to a legalized world.
Now, this app sounds a little bit like a Facebook in a sense, where you're posting messages, you're sharing with friends and so forth, pictures and all of that. Is it kind of like a Snapchat for marijuana, something like that?
Yeah, people have called it, a Snapchat. They've called it an Instagram. They've called it a Tinder. We kind of took a lot of aspects of a lot of popular apps when we were building it. Really, the idea was the algorithm behind it. And then how people interacted with it was something that we studied through just getting test groups of people, people specifically within our market, and saying, what do you like? What do you not like? But behind the scenes, the brand and the idea of passing something anonymously so that you feel safe was connected with immediately. And that's just where we took it from the beginning. And now we're growing well. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's going to be a huge benefit to people who are still in prohibition states, or they just don't want their family or their work coworkers to know what's going on their social level. You can use Doobie, your new smoke spot. You can pass your doobies that way. It's available on iPhones and on Androids. And if you go to doobie.co, that's kind of their launch page, and you can get your downloads from there. So what is the user base looking like now? How many people are on the platform?
We've got a little over 50,000, and purposely we haven't grown that quickly because we've been fine-tuning it and making it perfect. And most recently, we advanced it a little bit, and we're about ready to kind of open it up for the world and show people what we have, because we can handle the growth. When you have a social network, it's quite a load on the back-end systems. It's a lot of information to deal with at once.
You know, it's interesting to me, all of the different ancillary products that are evolving here in the newly legalized world, things like the Doobie app that aren't, they aren't the buying and selling and growing of marijuana, but they exist a lot because of that. What brought you into this space, into this world that made you this proponent of the Doobie app? What's your background on this?
It's actually my son. I mean, I've been a smoker all my life, but my son, I found out a few years back, had Fragile X syndrome. He's just a baby. And what that is it's a form of mental retardation. It's where your DNA kind of gets corrupted. So that sort of changed everything, because it was much like autism. And I started doing research and the effects of cannabis. And we were the first really to try it at such a young age, cannabis with Fragile X, and it's had amazing benefits for my son. I mean, he couldn't walk, he couldn't talk, he couldn't eat anything that even a grain of rice would make him throw up.
Wow.
And just days after cannabis, that stopped. It was amazing. And it tears me up to talk about it.
But yeah.
Yeah.
I
want to get the message out that, this really is medicine. I mean, it's a lot of fun too. I smoke every day. Don't get me wrong. But at the same time, it's very much medicine, and it's a wonderful thing.
That's very compelling. And I've interviewed many parents who found these miraculous results from using cannabis for their kids. But as someone who had come at this as a recreational consumer, someone for whom it was a bit of fun, was there any trepidation in trying it on your child? Was there any backlash from family or friends or anything?
Definitely, and family and friends, but we talked about it and we all discussed it and we realized there's a little other choices, and the other stuff that they were putting in these kids, it's got side effects, the synthetics, as I call them. This was, hey, look, guys, we have enough research. We're here in Denver, Colorado. We see this. This is harmless. And everybody knew it, and they supported it, actually, in my family. I mean, initially it was a shock, but nobody said that's going to harm me. Said nobody dies from this. Are you kidding me? This is, let's try. And so they're all willing to try. And that was a nice thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm so glad that you were able to take advantage of that and that you're in a state where that is possible. I tell the story so many times of these parents with epileptic kids or autistic kids that have to uproot and move all the way across country just to save their kid. And that to me sounds like part of what this Doobie app is about is, spreading the message, spreading the word, letting people share their stories anonymously. And there's no doubt that this has been a huge catalyst, just in general, people even talking on Facebook or by email has been a huge catalyst to this medical marijuana movement. So is there within the Doobie app different, I don't want to call it partitions, but categories like for medical users or for people with kids or for different types of users?
No, it's actually much more simple than that. And it's people, because you're choosing to pass something that was already passed to you or not, you're basically self-regulating. So the network, what lands on your landing page is typically good content, what everybody in general kind of agrees with, right? So it's kind of nice to see that. And you don't really need those groups. You start to find them by making connections with people in the app, of course, but find it unnecessary with the way that we transmit information.
That's really interesting. It sounds more like, instead of a top-down hierarchical sort of system, more like an organic group that will automatically build based on your likes and who you're interacting with.
Yeah, and that's the idea, and that's where the anonymity comes in, because we you can provide all you want. I mean, if you want to have a picture of your face and you want to have your name, certainly you can, but you can also choose just to have a picture of nothing, and you come in by default just being another user, right? And that's great, because you can connect with people without giving out a lot of information, and that makes people feel safe and comfortable right now.
Now, the app is available for download by going to duby.co. Make sure you get it's a .co. It's not a .com. It's .co. The Twitter handle is dubytweets, so you can follow them out there on Twitter if you want to know more. And, of course, the Doobie app's not the only one out there trying to be a social network for cannabis consumers. Can you tell us how, especially if you've got a phone that's limited in how much you can download, why they should be downloading Doobie rather than one of the other competitors?
They should be downloading Doobie because it is safer, and it's at the same time a tighter community where we've got the ability to make connections and communicate with those people specifically, and then start to build groups this is your local community, by the way. And some people say it's great for dating too. It's just good for connecting with people around you and seeing how cannabis is being used now in legal markets and not, and around the world, and how it's changing, how the legalization movement is really carrying forward every day. I mean, I've watched it change dramatically just in the year that we've had it, from the kind of content that we've had, depending on what's going on within the world. So it's really reflective, and it's immediately reflective with trends. And I think that's unique. And that's the true difference of this app over just about any social network, frankly, is the way that it can do this without requiring much behind it. Facebook wants your firstborn child and what books you like. Well, we never need that.
Well, I'll be downloading the Doobie app today and setting up my Radical Russ account there. So I encourage listeners out there, download doobie.co is the landing page. That'll get you to the links for either your iPhone or your Android. And we'll be passing Doobies, Radical Russ, from me to you and you to me. And let's make this thing happen. Do you have any sort of, analytics on the platform as far as geographical distribution? Like, are you tending to get more people from legal states and from prohibition states? Where are people's interests lying?
Yeah, interesting question. Yeah, because I love the data, right? And we're around the world. We actually do very well in Brazil, which is great. But you also see across America, it's actually not the typical locations that you see. It is the other states, and it is people curious about what's going on. And that's nice. It is just a freedom of information, after all, right? So you get an interesting spread of where it's popular. And it's not necessarily always the legal states. But that's okay, right? This is exactly what we need for people to realize that this is a normal thing, whether for recreation or for medical use. Hmm. Cannabis is very much becoming common. I tell people that come here from out of state, our culture changed overnight. It's the boardroom change. People talk about it now, right?
Yeah.
And it's the soccer moms that have vape pens, and everybody's vaping at a wedding now. It's not as much drinking. It's actually watch. And you see it normalize very, very quickly. And so the app is a reflection of that normalization of culture around cannabis and where it should have been this whole time. It should have never been illegal. It's almost crazy to think about it now that we've had this much time to normalize it. And that's at least standing where I am. But Doobie is really helping to spread that message and show other people that, you know, this is not some crazy whacked out drug that, you know, makes you, you know, jump off a building. No, yeah. that was hype for too long. This is medicine, and this is a wonderful plan.
Russell Thomas with Doobie. Before we go, are there any fees or memberships that are required here? Is this a free app, or what does it cost?
Absolutely free. It will always be free to the consumer. Eventually we'll monetize, we'll have businesses, those kind of things. Actually, businesses do very well in the app right now, and we don't charge the businesses either. So everybody's free to distribute content, and other people will vote whether they like that or not. That determines really what's seen.
All right, folks, check it out, doobie.co. I'll see you there online in a couple of hours. Thanks so much, Russell, for joining us, and good luck.
Thank you, Russ. Bye-bye.
All right, stay tuned, folks. We got a radical rant coming up.
This is the Russ Belville Show on CannabisRadio.com.